Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Ayin Tet Amud Bet. Near the bottom of the Amud, with the Mishnah, which is a compilation of both Mishnayot Chet and Tet, together in this Mishnah, Dam Tmimim B'dam Ba'alei Mumin. So if you have dam of a korban that was properly shechted, meaning it was a proper animal, and with one that was a Baal Mum, mixed together, Yishafech La'aman. Here Rabbi Eliezer does not disagree. Now, kos bekosot, let's say there's a kos of dam tmimim and a kos of dam ba'limumin. Rabbi Eliezer omer im karev kos echad yukavu kol ha-kosot. If one of the kosot was already brought, then we can assume that that kos perhaps was that of the ba'limum, and all the rest can be brought. Chachamim omrim afilu kevu kulan chutz me'achad mehen, Yishafech Lama. Even if they were all brought except for one, then they should all be spilled out. And this takes us back to something that we saw recently. Hanitanim Lamata. This is now the next Mishnah. Hanitanim Lamata Shindavuba Nitanim Lamala. So now you have, let's say, Dam Chatat, which is supposed to be put above, and Dam Olad, supposed to be put below. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yitain Lamala. Put it all above. And then I will imagine that the Dam that really belongs below is water. In other words, I don't reckon it as being put above. V'yachzor v'yitein l'mata, then put it all below. Now remember, the dam chatat still has to have shirayim that's going to go below. Chachamim omrim shafech lama, spill it all out. Chachamim do agree that if the kohen did not ask, and he ended up putting it all below, in a form that just mentioned, then it's kasher. Now, the next Mishnah. So let's say a Bechor that's supposed to have one Matana, and that Dam got mixed up with the Dam of Ma'aser Behemah that also has one Matana. They're both in the same place. Put them both. And it was put two, one from each coast, one Matana. If you have, let's say, an Ola and a Shlamim get mixed together, put four from each one. Now, matan arba matan achat, this is where it gets interesting. Let's say you have an ola and a bechor. They get mixed together. Put all four on, and I'll have to ignore the fact that one of them has been put on too many times. Just put one matana, because after all, an ola, b'diavad, one matana is enough. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer challenges Rabbi Yeshua and says, Harehu aver al bal tigra. You've diminished the amount of matanot properly given for the ola in our case. Rabbi Yeshua, Harehu aver al bal tosif. Rabbi Yeshua said, but you violate bal tosif by adding, and the Bechor, in our example, only needs one. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Eliezer's counter is, lo namar bal tosif eluk shubat smo. Bal tosif is only when something's on its own, and you do too many of it. I am meaning not when there's a mixture, you're doing it because of a safek. So I'm going to reshua, lo nemar, bal tigra, lo shubat smo. Same thing about bal tigra. When you do something too few times, it's only an issue when there's only one thing there and you're doing it too few times, as opposed to there's a tarovet. Viora remember reshua, this is the clincher. Kshenatata avart al bal tosif, asita masebi adcha. Rabbi Yeshua seems to agree that there's really a tension here. Both bal tosif and bal tigra both are at play. But when you put four, you've violated bal tosif, and you've done an action for that. Shalona tata, but when you don't put the four, you only put the one. Avarta bal tigra, v'lo asita maseh b'yadcha. Shev al taseh, you didn't do an action. And that certainly is adif, is the better way to go when there really is no other choice. Okay, the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Now, Rabbi Elazar, we've already heard from him. Lechshir Rabbi Eliezer el shnayim shnayim. He said this about the heads. And now the same thing, the kosot. And the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, said if one kos was put up, you could put the rest of them. So the way that most Rishonim read this statement of Rabbi Elazar, it means that you have to do the kosot two at a time, because that way, for sure, one of them is proper. His challenge was, Okay, so now the question is, why does Rabbi Eliezer have to make his comment about Rosh ben HaRoshim and Kos ben HaKosot? Utsricha, deit mar beha, if we only said it in the case of the Roshim, beha kamar belazer, mishum deit avi be kaparato, after all, the kapara was already done. And, in our case, this is what's doing the kapara, so we'll allow it. Beha im modu lo rabbanan, perhaps he would agree in the case of the Rosh, the kapara was already done, why put the heads up there? Vitmar Baha, and then Baha Kamirabana, Baha Neymar Im Moduhu Rabbelezer. If we only had the case of the heads, we would say that in the case of the dam, they would agree with Rabbelezer in order to achieve Kapara, therefore we need the Machloka in both places. Now, Tanan Hatam, we have a Mishnah in Masachet Para, dealing with the Mechatat. Sochit Shenaflu Tochamayim Kolshu. You have a vial of Mechatat, and a little bit of water fell in. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yazeshte Hazaot. Instead of flicking once, one Hazaah on the Tamemet, do it twice. Poslim Chacham say it's all out. Bishlam Rabbanan Savri, so there's three issues at play. So Rabbanan must hold, first of all, Yesh Bila, that liquids mix together, and it's all one mix. Or second of all, they must hold that Haza'ah requires a particular shir. And third of all, you can't have two Haza'ot together making up the shir. Now, by the way, without the issue of Haza'ah Tzricha Shir, Mitztarfin is meaningless. So they must hold that the water gets mixed. And because the water gets mixed, therefore, what you're throwing is certainly partially not Mechatat. Second of all, the Haza'ah needs a particular shear, an amount, and you're going to be missing that shear because there's some water mixed in, and you cannot combine two Haza'ot for one shear. What's Rabbi Eliezer's position on these three questions? Ikasavar Ein Bila, if he holds Ein Bila, which means liquids remain in a separate state, in a separate identity, even when mixed. How will it help to do two Haza'ot? Maybe he's throwing water both times. Elikasavar Yesh Bila, he must hold that waters do mix. And if he holds that Hazah has no shear, what do you need two Hazahot for? You did a kolshu, that's all you need. That he must need. He must require that there is a shear. And if he holds that you cannot combine two Hazahot together to make the shear, how does it help to do two? So it must be that he holds Mitztarfin Hazahot. But still there's a question. Who says that even in two Hazot he had enough shear? Maybe he had more water, a majority in each time, and together he doesn't have a shear. So Rish Lakish gives the first answer. Leolam, Yesh Bila. He holds really Yesh Bila, of course, waters and mix together. Needs a shear. What's the case here? Exactly the shear of one Haza'ah fell into exactly the shear of Mechatat of one Haza'ah, and therefore, if he flicks two, it's all gone, and he certainly has put in the shear, and since they combine, it works. That's one answer. Rav Amar, second answer, Li'olam Yesh Bila, he certainly holds waters mixed, he agrees. Vazah Ein Tzricha Shear, but he says, really, you don't need a shear, which means he should only need once. Uknasa, the Kans Rabbanan, Keichad L'mishtar Ishlei. And the Rabbanan made a knas that in such a case, you should do an extra Haza'ah, so people shouldn't become lazy, as it were, or loose about the way that they treat these vials and allow to put water in them. They should know that there's a little bit of a consequence. Okay, that's the second answer. Rashi Amar Ein Bila. He says that really Ein Bila, which means the waters are separate. Yazesh de Hazaot. And he says, therefore, you do two Hazaot because one of them might be water, but the other one will be Mechatat. So Meitiveh, here's a challenge to the position of Yesh Bila. Rabbi Omer LaDivrei Rabbi Elazar Haza'ah Kol Shehim Taheret. We saw this already earlier. Rabbi says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, any amount of Haza'ah is good, meaning Haza'ah in Tzricha Shiur, Haza'ah Mechza Kosh, Mechza Pasul, right? The smallest amount is all that's needed, and if half is Kosher and half is Pasul, it's okay. That is Rabbi's take on Rabbi Eliezer. V'otanya behedya, and we also have our brayta, which says the same thing. Which, so the first attack is on the idea that Rabbi Eliezer would hold that Haza'ah is a shiur. Here he says that there is no shiur. Second of all, in the expansion on our Mishnah, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? Take all this mixed dam and put it lamala, and the ones that below count. But if you hold that waters don't mix, then Ein Bila, then Amai Alulo, why does it count? Maybe you have these damim that are separated and never really mix. Maybe you put them in the wrong place, each one of them, and nothing counts. So how do we defend it? It must be that the mix that we have here, in the case of Chatat, Alyonim, and Ola, Tachtonim, is a majority Chatat. So what did you do? There was a little bit, let's say an ounce of tachtonim. So what you put is an ounce and something above. That way for sure you know that you put in some of the dam ha'elyon. Now, ha'tachtonim alu lo k'tani. But the brayta said that tachtonim count for him. How could the tachtonim count for him if he had so little? It might have all gone above. The answer is l'shem shirayim, meaning your shirayim were taken care of. Let's see if that works. Toshman, atan lamata v'lo nimlach. And again, an expansion on our Mishnah. If he put it below and didn't ask us, mixture, and he put it all below, then go ahead and put it above, and what he put below counts for below. Same answer. Toshman, same thing if there's a mix, and he put it above without asking. Everybody agrees that he should then put it below. And everything counts for him. Same answer. But now it says that both the Elyonim Tachtonim counted for him. So Miktanu Elu Ve'elu Modim. It doesn't say Elu Ve'elu Modim, meaning Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer agree. Elu Ve'elu Alulo means that whoever the author of this statement is says both the Elyonim and Tachtonim count. Elu Ve'elu Alulo Tani Seifa Tan LeRabbanan Damri Yeshbila. That statement fits with the Rabbanan who said Yeshbila, waters mixed together, liquids do mix together, in which case, of course, it counts. Okay, Toshma. We're still trying to figure out Rabbi Eliezer's position on the whole issue of Bila. Toshma, Nitanim Matana Achat, Mavu Matana Achat, Nu Matana Achat. In our Mishnah, we learned that if you have, let's say, a Bechor and a Masek mixed together, so you put one Matana. The Yamart Ein Bila, if you think Ein Bila, then Amayinat Nu Matana Achat, how does that help? Tuma Mihai Koyav, Mihai Lo Koyav. Maybe he's putting Bechor twice. This is they're not mixed. The answer could be that there's exactly one matana worth of each. Therefore, it all gets used up, and certainly both got on there. What are you going to say about that when that's an olan shlamim? It's exactly four matanot plus four matanot together, so it's all used up. But matana arba matana achat, what are you going to do with this one? Where it's a matana arba gets mixed with a matana achat. And we have the machloket, Shur and Rabbi Eliezer. If you're going to tell me it's exactly four, we got mixed up exactly one. Why does Rabbi Shua then claim in our Mishnah that you violate Bal Tosif by putting this water on? There's no Bal Tosif because you had one matana, you put it on, and that's all that was left. Bal Tosif me'echa. Ala Amar Rava. So Rava says we got to reread the whole machloket. The Balul Lo Pligi. Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim do not disagree about a case where the waters got mixed up, the dam got mixed up into one kos. Everybody agrees Yeshbila. Everybody agrees you could put it above and below. Ki Pligi Bekosot. The machloket is only when cups got mixed. Meaning there's a cup of dam elyon, cups of dam tachton. You don't know which is which, but the cups are separate. Rabbi Lazar says we can employ this ro'in, this imagination, where we say what we put above, if it's the wrong one, then we imagine it to be water. But unlike the Rabban are not willing to entertain that. Uvalulo pligi, they don't disagree about a case where the waters are mixed together, the dam is mixed together. Vatanya Amar Bihuda, Lonech Lekor Belazar Chacham Adam Chatan Tarei B'dam Olashi Yikrav. Rovev Nirbash Shalo Yikrav. In other words, he says that the machloket we have in our Mishnah is really not accurate, and rather they do not disagree about dam chatat and dam ola. It certainly is brought. They also agree that if dam of a proper animal gets mixed up with a nisur mizbeach like rov avinirba, you don't bring it. Al manechluku, what is the disagreement really about? Al dam tamimash narei b'dam balat mum. We have a tamim and a bal mum that get mixed up together. Shlozer omer yikrav ben balul ben b'kosod. Rabbi Lazar says you bring it whether or not it was mixed into one kos, or you just have the kosot mixed up. Chomim lo yikrav. And Chomim say, no, you don't bring it. So we see here that the machloket is both about balul and kosot. Rabbi Yehuda, libet Rabbi Lazar, matni ben balul ben kosot. That's how Rabbi Yehuda understands Rabbi Lazar's position here, is both about balul and kosot. Rabbanan kosot pligi. Rabbanan say, no, it's only about kosot. Okay, on to the next piece. Abaye takes a look at our machloket, and he says, Amar Abaye, lo shanu ela tchilat chatat ve'ola. Tchilat chatat means the chatat hasn't been brought at all, and the ola hasn't been brought at all. And you have, therefore, some dam chatat and some dam ola, and they get mixed up either in the kos together or the kosot get mixed up. One is supposed to go above, one is supposed to go below. That's where Rabbi Lazar and Chacham have their machloket. Aval sof chatat, meaning if you already did the chatat, and then the shirayim got mixed up with the ola, which had not yet been brought, everybody agrees that you could put the shirayim of the chatat in the same place that you put the dam ha'olah, so you just put it there. It doesn't matter which it is. Now remember, the shirayim go on the yisod, which is the foundation stone, and they go on top of the yisod. On the other hand, the olah goes on the wall of the mizbeach, below chut ha'sikra, so it's low, but it's in a different angle. Amar Rav Yosef, Hachim Rav Yehuda, shirayim tzuchin yitztabah. So he disagrees, and he says, that can't work. because Shirayim need to be on the roof, as it were, of the Yisod on the top. Now, V'cheinu Rabbi Shimon, here is Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. He has the same take as Abaye. Lo shanu elat chalat chatat ve'olah, v'asof chatat ve'olah, divrei akol makom olah makom shirayim. But Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. V'tem Rabbi Lazar, adayin hi machloket. So the same machloket between Abaye and Rabbi Yosef in Bavel is replicated in Eretz Yisrael between Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish and either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Elazar. Meiti Rav Huna bar Yehuda. Kodesh heim. When you talk about the Dam Bechor, it says that it's Kodesh. What does that mean? Even if it gets mixed up with other tamim of other korbanot, you bring it. My love, sof olah b'chor, aren't we talking about an olah that was finished, and then the b'chor, and they both go on the yisod. But remember, the olah has shirayim that go on the top of the yisod, and the b'chor goes on the wall, k'neged ha-yisod. You learn from there that they're the same place, meaning it's valid to put the shirayim against the wall. Lo, t'chilat olah b'chor, it's talking about an olah and a Bechor that both have not been brought at all. So then what's he teaching? That Korbanot cannot be Mevatel each other, meaning that if you have a Bechor and an Olah and their Dam gets mixed up, they're not Mevatel each other, they still exist. We learn that from the Pasuk of Yom Kippur, where the Kohen takes, the Kohen Gadol takes the Dam Hapar and mixes it with the Dam HaSeir, and the Torah still refers to it as Dam Hapar and Dam HaSeir, which shows you that Olin are not Mevatlim at Zedze. The answer is Tanoihi. Ikud anafka lemihacha, ikud anafka lemihacha. Some people learn this principle in only Mevatlim Zedze from Kodesh Haim, and others learn it from this pasuk about Dam Hapar, Vidam Hasair. Now, Meitiv Rava, Rava has a challenge. Vikrivu b'nei Aaron et Hadam, Zarku et Hadam, this is the beginning of part Sefer Vayikra. This is talking about Kabbalat Hadam and then Zrikat Hadam, and it mentions et Hadam instead of saying Zarku Oto. Ma Tamud Lomar. Ma Tamud Lomar Dam Dam. Why does the Torah say Dam twice? Shiachol, in the Ela Elu Shehit, Shehit Arvu Bet Muratam. I might think that this is only true if you have a korban that got mixed up with its own tmura, that you bring it. How do I know that even if this olah gets mixed up with the dam of a todah and shlamim, you bring it? So I'll include todah and shlamim because they could also be voluntarily brought like an olah. How do I know to expand it to an asham which cannot be volunteered? And Hashem taun matan arba kamoto. Hashem has matan arba just like an olah. Chor maser pesach minayin. How do I know those? Tamal omar dam dam. So therefore, I see that if it gets mixed up with any of these korbanot, I still bring the dam. And my law of sof olah b'chor. Isn't this again talking about shirayim of an olah and b'chor? And shema minam makom olah makom shirayim. Same principle. Lo tchilat olah b'chor. O my kamashman. What's the teaching? Dein olim vatlim zetze. Hi, we're supposed to learn from the Pasuk in Yom Kippur. The answer is there's three different possible sources. There's Kodesh Haim, there's Dam Dam, and there's Lakach and Dam Aparam and Dam Asayir. Tanoihi, you can not nafka the Mehacha, you can nafka the Mehacha, and you could add, you can nafka the Mehacha. Vahani Tanoi, so now let's see why two schools would not learn from the Lakach and Dam Apar, why two schools would not learn from Dam Dam, and why two schools would not learn from Kodesh Haim. Hani Tanami Lakach and Dam Apar and Dam Asir Loi Alfi, why don't they learn from the Pasuk of Yom Kippur? Because as we saw in an earlier parak, Kasavri Ein Ma'arvin LaKranot, that there's a machloket whether the Kohen Gadol mixes the two damim before he puts it on the Kranot of the Mizbeach Pimi, or he puts them separately there, in which case Dam Apar and Dam Asir now is not mixed, that's why you can't learn from there. And he only mixes them afterwards when he puts it on Tohar Mizbeach. Midam Dam Lo Yalif, why don't some people like to learn from Dam Dam? So Dam Dam Lo Mashmalu, they don't believe there's any significance to the extra mention of Dam. Alabi Mikodeshem, my time Lo Yalfi. But why doesn't anybody like the others like the first Pasuk, Mikodeshem? Kasavri Kodeshem, Haim Krevin Vein Tmuratan Kreva. Because they hold Kodeshem means a Bechor is brought and not Tmurat Bechor. V'irach, so how does the Kodeshem school defend themselves? Nafkale mi im shor v'im sel adonaihu. Pasuk about maser behema. It says whether it's an ox or thing, it belongs to Hashem. Hu karei v'in tmura tokreva. Only it, not its tmura. Okay, so that's why the three different schools learn the way they do. Toshman atan lamala v'lo nimlach. If the coin put it above and didn't ask, eilu v'elu modim sheyachzor v'ten lamata. Both Rav Lozen and Chacham agree, you put it below. Eilu v'elu olino, and everything counts. My love, the Aruv Chatat Violar, we talk about a Chatat and an Olah that got mixed together. V'kevan d'yahiv le'lamala havu lehu shirayim. So since he put it lamala, therefore the rest is now shirayim. He puts it below ushmam and amakom ola makom shirayim. So that means you put it all below and the makom ola, and that's good for shirayim. You know what? You know in Eretz Yisrael how we understood that case. Meaning, it's a chatat chitzona got mixed up with shirayim of a chatat pnimit, and so therefore the shirayim of this chatat chitzona go below along with the shirayim. They all go in the makom shirayim. So why do you have to have a chatat pnimit? Why do you have to mix that into the mix? Why don't you just have a chatat chitzona that gets mixed up with the shirayim of a chatat chitzona? Perhaps it's teaching a filamon of shirayim akvinim. We saw in the fifth parak machloket whether shirayim of chatat pnimit or ma'akev that is chasru in makvinim. Even according to the opinion, it says the ma'akev that you don't, if something's missing in them, meaning because you got mixed together and some of them went above, it's not ma'akev. Certainly, you're still yotze even if only some of them got onto the yisod. Amar Rav Tosfot Ravina. So he said, wait a second, Hokim Nahi Beruba El Yonim, we already said that that case about if Natan Lamala, then Nitain Lamata Valulo, that's a Kogmat case where it's almost all Yonim. Karev Lamala Shir Tachmim Veron, you put above that 1 ounce or how much it is of the Tachtonim that got mixed in plus a little bit, so you know you put El Yonim above. Hanimilamanda Amru Mikara En Bila. So that was only to defend the position that Ein Bila. But we say Yesh Bila. Maskana b'kosot pligan. Our maskana is that it has nothing to do with Bila, because the machloket here is not about dam that got mixed up together, but rather kosot that got mixed together. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast, which will be the final podcast of Perek Shmini. And Yitzhak Hashem, in the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.